The award is presented every 2 years by the Yale School of Music. 50 music teachers from around the country are selected for their outstanding accomplishments teaching music in public schools. Ruben Arango is one of two North Carolina teachers to be honored. The other teacher is from Union County. Ruben Arango has been teaching in the Asheville public school system for 27 years. First of all, congratulations. It's a nice honor.
Well, thank you, David.
What keeps the teaching of music fresh and exciting for you after 27 years?
I think, you know, every year I get a fresh class of sixth graders, beginners. And although it's very challenging, it's still really exciting because, you know, I get to really work with them and I see the excitement in their eyes when they first come in. They are so into it that they do anything you ask them to do, which is, you know, that's how. And I get really fast results with sixth graders because it's so new to them and they, you know, their minds are fresh. And that's one of my favorite times.
This is an all-expense-paid trip to New Haven. And over the course of several days, there will be workshops and seminars, and you'll be with your colleagues from around the country. What do you hope to gain from that experience?
Well, for one thing, we are together for 3 days. So we have workshops, brainstorm about music, how we can improve music in the schools, how we can get the word out into systems that music is important in schools. And I hope to bring that back to Asheville and, you know, put it to work.
Have you seen anything that indicates that fewer students are actually interested in music on the local level, or are the numbers still very solid?
The numbers are very solid, and it seems in the past 3 or 4 years, my program has grown really, really tremendously.
The focus of this year's symposium is the role of music in school reform. Have they said much about what that really is all about?
Well, first of all, one of the most exciting things about it is that I get to speak and meet with 50 other teachers from all over the country. Well, I think what that means is that the importance of music in schools, you know, and it's shown that music helps to raise, you know, test scores and all that. So I'm curious. I'm really interested too to see what I can find out about that and bring it back back to Asheville.
Tight budgets often mean cutbacks and in some cases the elimination of programs, especially programs that are not considered core subjects. Therefore, the extracurriculars, music. Sometimes those programs are targeted for cuts. Has that been your experience during your career?
Not in the Asheville City School System. I get tremendous support from the administration, both the central office and the principals of my school. And not only do they support my program being strings, they also support the band, the chorus, all the extracurricular activities, and they see the value of that. And I also get a lot of support from parents, and they also notice that too. So they are very supportive.
You were nominated for this award back in, I think, February, but that was just the beginning. Tell us what you had to do after being nominated.
Yeah, it was a process. I had to write a 500-word essay on what I've done with music in my career, meaning, you know, what I've done with my students, what trips, concerts, my involvements with music in the community, with the Asheville Symphony, with my band Picante. We play Latin jazz and rock. I put all that in the mix, and they apparently found that very interesting.
It must be fun for you after 27 years of teaching to see some of your students go on to be members of a symphony orchestra someplace.
Mm-hmm. And I have seen that. As a matter of fact, one of my past students is the strings teacher at Inca High School. And I see her daughter. Her daughter is a seventh grader. She's not in my strings class, but I see her and it's, you know, it kind of makes me feel old a little bit of a student of my past former student, you know, running around the school, you know.
On the other hand, music must keep you young. You look like a very young man.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I just turned 61, and music keeps me going.
Ruben Arango is a recipient of the Yale College Distinguished Music Educator Award. He'll be traveling to New Haven, Connecticut later this week. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David.